Hi friends, it's been a minute, but stop scrolling if you like books, okay? There's a new one coming out tomorrow. Fresh, hot, spicy, emotional. You're gonna wanna hear this, okay? Life's been busy, but I got around to reading with a cherry on top. It's part of the Love and Other Recipes series by Letizia Lorini, and it is quite literally chef's kiss, okay? The last one I reviewed, I gave shockingly 4.5 out of 5 stars. This one was 100% 5 out of 5, like blew me away, knocked it out of the park. So, so good. We have our tropes, age gap. We have a single dad, forbidden romance. We have found family. It is only male POV. This is a first for Letizia, which is so cool. She's constantly switching it up, which I appreciate as somebody who is constantly predicting things, especially with romance. I know all the romance girlies out there get it. We get a lot of copycat, cookie cutter type things. And although we do get a happy ending with this, there is a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs, and we get that complicated, messy love story that I eat it up. I devoured it. Okay, I would take scraps from Letizia if I had them, but this was just spectacular. Now, these are all standalone romances. It's part of like a standalone series, so you can read them in any order. And if you just can't wait, then definitely go get it tomorrow. And even if you're not reading it right away, get it tomorrow anyway, because I personally still recommend that you read 1 through 3 first. If you can't wait that long, at least read book number 3 first, in my opinion. That's Riding the Sugar High, okay? There's a lot of interconnected characters. You will see all of the characters from books 1 through 3 in this one, okay? And the book is still perfectly understandable and enjoyable, devourable without all of that background content. However, as somebody who has read all of them and has the background, I feel like it really sets up you going into this fourth book with a background knowledge and feelings and opinions that you wouldn't have otherwise if you started with this one. And I feel like going in with those opinions really transformed the story for me, because I'm gonna be honest. I did not go into this story with the most excitement in the world, okay? I don't wanna give away major spoilers. And again, I'm always excited about anything Letizia puts out. Her writing is immaculate, okay? However, I did not have the best opinion regarding our main character this time around. And my life is completely changed. That's all I can say. It really transformed the experience. So if you can't wait to read books 1 through 3, at least start with book 3. That's my opinion. But again, reading book 4 by itself is still just as good, okay? This book is just that phenomenal. I appreciated the mess that it had. There is quite a few trigger warnings, so go check out that list. Just a couple that it includes is eating disorders, chronic illness, terminal illness, that kind of thing, and a lot of trauma and mess. But it makes the characters all the more dynamic, and I just adored it. It was so, so good. Okay, like, I can't with these two. And this book, I have to say, is one of her hottest yet. The spice is different from the other books. So if you've read the other ones and are expecting a certain presentation, this was different, and I appreciated the different. Still just as good, still just as spicy as her others, but presented in a different way, which I really enjoyed. I really don't have much else to say about this book besides get it, read it, love it, appreciate it. I need everyone to get on the Letizia Lorini train with me, because a lot of times I feel like I am like tooting her horn all over the place, and like everyone's like, who? I don't want to say, like, I don't want to hear that anymore. Go read the book. Go check it out at the very, very least. And if you do read it, make sure you share it with the world, because I feel like she is so underrated for everything that she puts out. And it's just, It's just chef's kiss, y'all. It's so good. Which if you read it, you'll understand why I keep saying that. Because our MMC is quite literally a chef. So go check it out. Enjoy it. If you want to see my more in-depth review, I have that posted on Goodreads, which you should be able to find linked on my page. But otherwise, that was it for me. I will try not to be so MIA, but things have been busy and I've been reading books. So love you all. Okay, bye.